collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Hummer Foods Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your knees on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, good people? How's everybody doing tonight? It is Thursday, September 24th, 2020, here on planet Earth. You're talking to your good brothers, Chef Jeff, Chef Plum, broadcasting live from the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? Jeffy, how are you?
I'm amazing.
Like, super amazing or just a little amazing?
Super duper amazing.
What are you doing over there?
Plugging my mic back in.
It just popped out.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. You should have texted me. I wouldn't have talked to you. I just said,
No. It just popped out. I hit the, you know, I got excited, and I started doing my little, like, jump up and down to my stool dance.
Yeah.
When the music came on, and I slapped the cord out of the bottom of the mic, you know, like, because I have big bear paws.
Sure. That's why we call you Papa Bear.
Papa Bear. Over here doing it. Daddy's doing it.
That's right. Well, listen, here's the thing. Tonight, we got a fun show, Jeffy.
These smooth sounds, Daddy.
Oh, just wait, because everything's going to stop here for a minute, because we're going to go ahead and let this beat drop. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's right. I found some new musics, Jeffy.
I almost wish we had video, because I'm doing this great dance right now.
Oh, are you? Nice. Nice.
Ooh. Ow.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it hurts. We got a great show tonight, man. We're going to be talking about our fun Yelper of the day. Last week, we introduced this whole bit, and I tell you what, it went on for way longer than I wanted it to last week. We're going to cut it short this week, but we're still doing it because these assholes need to die. I want them to die in a fiery death. I want them to slip in a puddle of AIDS. Jeffy, I want them to take a long walk off a short pier into a pit filled of sharks. Is that bad?
I just want them to stop being dicks. I just feel like, come on.
Well, you know, everything I just said would make them stop being dicks.
It might. It might. But they might continue to be dicks. They might take it.
They'd fucking Yelp review the damn pier they just walked off of.
Exactly. They'd be like, oh, you know what? I was walking on a short pier, and I wanted to take a long walk, and then I fell in the water.
That's what they all sound like, too, isn't it? plus, we're going to hang out and talk a little bit about our Instagram poll. That we had up on the Instagrams at Chef_Plum. We got a shit ton of answers on that, man.
I was just going to say, a lot of people were firing off at us today. It was crazy.
It was a lot. I mean, a whole lot. I can't wait to bring that up. We're talking about COVID, man, because the COVID is taking over the world. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's this pandemic that's happening. You heard about it, Jeffy, or no?
I don't have cable, so I mean, is that a thing? What's going on?
Totally. That's exactly what it is. We'll check it out. The poll question was, the restaurant industry will recover from the pandemic in A, about a year, B, more than a year, or C, it may never be the same. So we're going to talk about that later on. And plus, we're going to meet our good friend, Chef Becca from Nala's Kitchen. She's going to join us here. We're going to find out a little bit about her story. It's going to be a jam-packed program. I'm sure the Good Brothers will be here. Right now, you got your boy, Chef Plum and Chef Jeff. No doubt about it. Some of the Good Brothers will arrive soon, I'm guessing. It always happens.
Good Brothers. I'm here.
Well, you're the Papa Bear.
We're the Good Brothers, and we bring the other Good Brothers. Is that what you're saying?
You got it, Chef.
Our other Good Brothers are coming?
You got it.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to ask you, man, how much does your food change for your client and for your job as the season changes, as we get into fall? How much do you actually transition, or do you have a lot of, like, the same things you're doing?
You know, I transition pretty rapidly, actually. To sound kind of bougie, I go to the farm stand, and, you know, I'm shopping at farm stands where things are being put out that are in season. So I literally, you know, there's less you know, basil and more sage.
Yeah, sure.
you know what I mean?
Makes sense.
It just kind of happens. So it just sort of all of a sudden, like, you know, one of the girls that I work with was making fun of me today because she was like, Jesus, squash again? And I was like, well, there's so many different kinds and they're all in season. I feel bad walking by them all and not grabbing a couple and using them.
What about proteins? Does the proteins change for you at all?
Well, I mean, I use the same basic proteins. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like beef, lamb, chicken, duck. You know, I make a lot of my own charcuterie and stuff like that. So I have my charcuterie. How do you say that?
You got it. Charcuterie. You got it right.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, you got it right. I can't spell it, but I can tell you got it right.
Good. Thank you. I have a clipboard, so I'm right anyway.
Well, the show today on NPR Seasons, episode 8, was our second live call-in show today. And we talked all about apples. And you can check out that program if you want. It's now up on iTunes. Just go to, Apple Podcasts. Just type in Season, and it comes right up there. Great conversation about apples.
Oh, I see how you did that. Apple on Apple.
Yeah, you like that, huh? No, it wasn't that great.
On Apple.
But I had an Apple expert on, Jeffy. She's the a head writer for Yankee Magazine, and she's also an Apple expert. Wrote a whole cookbook on apples with like hundreds of varieties of apples. Very cool. Amy Trevasso. She's awesome. I'm going to have her on this show.
Apple expert.
That's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Her cookbook
is there like
is
a
beautiful.
Certain title, or is it just Apple expert?
No. What else do you need? Apple expert is good.
I don't know. I feel like there's got to be a better title.
Well, we could definitely give her one when she's on this show. When we were on NPR, I can't do
that. Yeah, I'm going to work on it. So when she comes on, I'm
But I highly recommend if you haven't done so, and we've gotten some great feedback from everybody. I had a lot of phone calls today, Jeff, which is that's pretty cool. But, you know, the show, you can check it out. Apple Podcasts, type in Seasoned. Also, we air Thursdays at 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. And also now Sundays at 6 a.m. So we're getting more airings now, Jeffy, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome, dude. Of course you're getting more airtime. You guys are kicking ass. I mean, if you guys haven't tuned in and checked it out, I mean, he's my boy, so I have vested love here. But regardless of that, I don't listen to shit that bores me. And it really is awesome. And I listen to it at work all the time.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys got to check it out. It's really dope.
I appreciate that. I really, really do.
Yeah, whatever. I don't blow smoke, bro.
You're not a smoke blower. That's for sure. Definitely not a smoke blower. I
inhale it like a motherfucker, but I don't blow it.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Jeffy? I don't understand. All right. Never mind. So we got a great... it's going to be a great program. I'm looking forward to it. But the other thing I was going to ask you, Jeff, before we moved on from here, if we had to pick one person from our group, if you had to pick one person from our Good Brother Network that we just needed to turn heel on and put the boots to, who would it be?
Oh, man.
Nazis, you know, have your really... kids, and they're going to kill one of your kids if you don't answer the question in 5 seconds.
I know. Five, come on. You're doing some saw shit. Four, I can't deal with that, man. I would just
three.
Die. Come on.
No, you wouldn't. You're not
going
to die.
Yeah, I would. I
would
just
be one of your kids.
Kill me.
Three. It's not going to be you.
It's gonna be one of my kids.
Yeah.
And somebody else has to die. Who's closest to me in the line?
You got to pick one.
Well, that's the guy I'm picking.
I don't count. I'm not there.
All right. I don't know, man. I don't want to kill any of our good brothers.
It's hypothetical.
All right, so if we were hypothetically going to take on...
I'll make it easy for you. Ask me the same question.
I would take on...
Just ask me the same question. Ask me the same question.
The food porn unicorn is the last of the group. So I think, you know, because he's the newest to the group, he's the youngest. He's like the prospect. You know, so we'd have to kind of like, you know, rough him up a little bit. Right. If we had to rough somebody up, and then I would kiss him and make love to him so he knew that he was in the group.
Dead.
No, I would never kill him. I would never kill him.
Wow.
I
want you to present the same question to me, and I'll answer it.
All right. Plum.
Yes.
If you're going to make sweet love to one of the guys in our group.
Wait, make sweet love? That's not the same question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have such a hard time with what you want me to say.
Yeah.
You were going to take the boots to somebody, one of our friends, one of our good brothers.
Dave.
We call them.
Dave.
Dave, which Dave?
Young
Dave. David?
Young David.
You would fuck young David up with one eye?
It'd be easier. He's only got one eye.
That's what I'm saying. That's like... that's a low-hanging fruit, brother. I don't know, man. I'm like... I see more... I mean...
I don't think you understood the question either, but that's okay.
I don't want to hurt anybody in our friends.
No one's getting hurt. We're not getting hurt. The idea here is that Nazis have your kids, and they're going to kill them if you don't pick one of the good brothers to die by the Nazis' hands first.
Did the die? All right. David has no kids, so I would be crying though. All right, it would be real emotional. I would start crying, and I'd be like, "Young Dave, I'm sorry, Young Dave, I'm so fucking sorry."
You would cry about it,
and I think he would get it. I think he would cry back, and he would be like, "It's all right, bro." And then, you know,
oh, he wouldn't. He would say, "Fuck yeah."
Yeah, that's exactly how he would do it.
So you would kill. You would put Dave up. That's the guy you would put up right away. Just Dave.
Young David. He has no kids.
Well, I'm just saying it's kind of fucked up that you would just throw him under the bus right away.
I'm just trying to throw him under the bus. You said Nazis were going to kill my kids, or one of them has to die, and it can't be me.
I just think maybe you should find another way around it. Wow, this is early. Who saw this coming? Who saw this coming so early?
No.
Young Dave.
Don't you what?
You're like, oh, he doesn't have any kids. I live a free life that I enjoy at times. And, you know, I want to keep doing that.
David, you're telling me you wouldn't die for one of our children?
Why you gotta put it like that? No.
For a Nazi?
What?
They die for one of our kids.
Wow.
And God, Nazis there, and I looked at you and I was crying, and I'm like, babe, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, bro. I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna try to kill those Nazis.
Alright, well,
but wait, you've got one eye, Dave. You can't kill Nazis.
Dude, little do you know, that's a laser eye, okay? Oh. So fuck around and find out.
Change the game a little bit there, Jeffy. Maybe he's the right pick, because then he could laser him.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and then I'd be pissed at both of you guys until we found, like, some sort of civilization or peace in the world. Whatever.
I'd make pancakes.
Can I make peace?
Fuck a pancake.
Killing Nazis?
You prefer waffles?
I do like waffles.
See? All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chef Dave to the program. One of the good brothers. I know you got the phone call early, but your name was brought up, so I just had to get you on the horn.
Yeah, it's great. You guys.
I'm like, sorry. I was putting a pickle. I didn't want to pick you.
He said I was putting a pickle. All right, check it out. We're going to take a little breather here. I'm going to grab myself, pop a top on a cold one. I'm going to finish drinking this beverage I'm drinking. And when we get back, we're going to be hanging out with our good friend Chef Becca from Nala's Kitchen. Dave's going to be hanging out with us. It's Chef Jeffy. It's Chef Plum. It's Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday, September 24th, 2020 on planet Earth. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
One small step for man, one giant step for...
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from? Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef-tested, poultry farmer approved and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A Sizzle Plate product.
That's a deal, right? Ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like. 550 on the 5 sticky. Come get high with me. That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a bet, right? That's
Plum
a deal,
Food's right? Live right here on a deal, Thursday. Right? That's it's your boy, Chef Jeffy. You know, kicking it right here on a Thursday, right? Jeffy. It's a good night.
Listen, every Thursday is a good night. This Plum Loaf Food's night.
It's a good night.
Brothers get together.
Like yeah.
Talk about saving the world. Talk about spreading cheer.
Friends.
But like Santa Claus. Listen, man, I'm only killing you for my children because of Nazis.
But here's the thing. Frank also doesn't have kids, and he's lower on the totem pole, and you both pick me.
Mm. That's kind of a good point there, huh?
Yeah, Frank kind of slides under the radar.
Frank Pilati, don't kill me.
Hey, baby Gabagool is fucking, you know, he's never around. You know what I mean? He only comes in once in a while.
But I consider this is a hypothetical. So
you're right. You're right. I should have took the boots to fucking baby Gabagools, but I didn't think about it. And you didn't bring that up when we were doing the bit. So stop bitching.
Now I'm dead.
All right. Now you're dead.
Well, look. Now that you guys are still working it all out, I got a guest here on the line with us that definitely we're not going to throw to the wolves yet. But I think there's a possibility for it to happen in the future. You know, you got to have a lot of respect for somebody, Jeffy, who is a single mom, who's running a business, who makes great food, has a great attitude. And if you don't watch it, she'll catch you with a right cross. I see her working out in the gym all the time. Please welcome to the program our new friend Chef Becca. Yeah, Becca, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right here on a Thursday. You know, sitting here running our mouths, trying to decide which one of our good brothers we're going to throw to the wolves. You know, sometimes you got to put the boots to people.
I would throw them all.
What?
Throw them all.
That's not fair.
Oh, for your kids, though, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But you only had to throw one. You just sacrificed everybody. That's fucked up.
Oh, because then it's going to be flipped on you, so you never know.
I'm not there, so it doesn't work for me.
Becca's like Kaiser Soze. She's ready.
She can walk out limping.
They're like, we're going to kill your friend. She's like, pow, fuck him. Don't touch my kids.
That's right. Becca, great to talk to you here on the phone. I know we've talked about having you on the program here for a minute. Scheduling always gets a little crazy, but I'm glad we can have you here now. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us tonight.
For sure. You're always weirdly funny, so, you know.
No, that's supposed to be a good thing. That's supposed to be like, hey, you know, it's a really attractive, fun trait about you, Plum. That's why we want to be your friend, because you're funny.
I didn't say it wasn't attractive. I just said it was weird. Maybe my weird is, you know, weird is an attractive word.
All right. Well, listen, you've already heard Jeffy tell me how much he loves me tonight several times, so that's a good thing, I guess, right?
Yeah, it was getting weird. Not in a good way.
just keep stay with us the rest of the night. It'll get way weirder. Don't worry. Hang out with us one night. We're hanging out.
Daddy's been keeping it creepy since 76, okay? just keep it real.
Becca, talk a little bit about your history, man, because your story is really interesting. You weren't always in the food business.
No, I was actually in the music business. Yeah. I started out and I wanted to be a recording engineer since I was like 16 or 17. I didn't know what the fuck a recording engineer was, but I was like, I want to do it. So I would go to like, anytime it was like Grammy week, I lived in California and I grew up in California. Anytime it was Grammy week, I'm like, I got to go to those seminars. That was like my thing. And I would go to these conferences, 16, 17, had no fucking idea what they were talking about. But I'm like, 16? I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Wow.
But like back then, not now. Wow. But like that, I just knew I wanted to be a recording engineer. So I went to school in Arizona. I was like 17 years old and just I had like grinded my way up and was a runner at some really cool recording studio in Hollywood. And I like picked up food for like really cool celebrities and like became an assistant engineer. And like my first like big break, I really hate name dropping because I feel like so douchey about it. Is
go
that
for it. Don't worry, we'll totally point it out and make you feel bad about it.
It was your first big break. I mean, come on.
My first big break as a like a engineer was Kanye West, his first album.
College Dropout.
Yeah. So I
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Nice. Well, and I also spelled my name all fucked up because I only have one C in my name and nobody could ever comprehend that. So I was like, oh, I'm going to spell it like the most fucked up way somebody can. Well, which I see now, it's not the most fucked up way. There's other ways that you can really fuck up my name, apparently.
Absolutely.
So it was R-A-B-E-K-A. And I was like, I'm so special. But that's not the case.
Yeah. No, that's not super special anymore because people have taken over and they don't give a fuck and they just will ruin the English language with zero chill. They do not care. They will like
what?
They'll just rework words. You know what I mean?
They'll spell your name with a fucking Q somehow and like the double like
it'll be like
over the Q
like,
as well.
B E Q U E H.
Becca, I think it's interesting how you want to be an engineer. Like, it's kind of like a behind-the-scenes sort of thing. Most people, you know, it's just not very often you hear somebody say, hey, I want to be a sound engineer.
I saw technicality. I like frequencies, and that's how, like, I became, like, super addictive to, like, I listen to really good music, you know, and on some hands, unless my kids are around, then it's all trash. But like, I really listen to like the analog, and I really appreciated that of just like what real good music is. And I really wanted to get behind the scenes of just like what is making that quality. So it was just such a science that I was just so like, you know, it just opened up like this whole new world, and I was like, oh, and like. Trent Reznor, I love him because he just took things in so many different levels. I was like, dude, that was just like you drawing on a piece of paper and you made that into that frequency. Like, it was just always blowing my mind of just like, how do you fucking do that shit? Yeah.
So do you still do it at all? Can you still mess around with it? Do you have something at the house to play with to kind of still mess in that, like, dabble in it or no?
No, I got so burned out. I was working... And maybe this is why the transition to like the restaurant business was so easy. I was working like 24-48. I was not even going home for like weeks at a time. And I was just like, I can't do it anymore. Like, and I was single at the time. No kids, nobody, obviously, because I had no fucking life. And I'm like, is this my life? Is this really what my life is going to be?
Dude, that's
and it still is, kind of.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's that you don't do it now, because now we live in a world where, I mean, there's just so many, like, I don't know, like, you can get some great programs on your computer and make amazing beats and make, like, cool, you know, you can make music with it and play with it, and it's so easy to do now. You don't have to have a bunch of equipment, just a good computer and some headphones.
But that's the thing, though, like, the actual quality, which I work with Dre, and, like, he was so adamant about, like, using these 2-inch reels, and was just like, I get it. I get, like, that sound. It's so different. It's it like warms your soul when you hear it. Like,
I'm just trying to give you like a hobby, that's all.
No, I have enough hobbies. I watch trash TV, as we spoke before about.
What kind of trash TV? Like Bravo Trash?
Let's not name names, but yeah.
Oh, come on. You get down with the Housewives or just the boat?
All of it, but I'm also working.
That boat dude was cool, though, man. We thought he was going to be a real douchebag, but he ended up being pretty cool to us.
I like the boat dude a lot, man. We partied a bit. He was fun.
Yeah.
You're judging me now?
Oh, listen.
No. We're not judging you.
Not at all. I mean, the story is
a little.
Me and Jeffy, we've spent some time in Mexico together. Anyway, listen, so...
Mexico.
You make the transition from that industry into food. How does that happen?
Another random fact is that when Kanye had his mouth wired shut, and it's funny because I was talking to somebody else, they're like, he totally got your start. I had to puree his food because he couldn't eat, obviously, like chew anything. And I was just like, it would gross me out so much. And what? I was like, I can't do this.
Are you the inspiration for Through the Wire?
No, he went through that whole car accident. I didn't inspire none of that.
Yeah, but you were feeding him through the wire.
Yeah, I supplemented.
Did you ever puree it and then taste it to see what it tasted like?
Yeah, he was all, I want a cheeseburger. Okay, but how are you going to eat a fucking cheeseburger?
I'm telling everybody from now on, I know the girl who helped Kanye write that song.
There you go. Here, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm
going
to be like, yo, Becca yes. Tune, yo, Becca Tune at Chef Becca Tune on Instagram. Yep. Follow her right now, yo. She helped Kanye right through the wire. Woo. She fed him cheeseburgers pureed up through the wire.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
He would
like
eat it, and he'd be all happy. He'd be like, yeah. Oh shit, through the wire, and he would be all excited because he would be eating delicious food.
No, I got a better one for you. I got a better one for you. You know that Andre 3000 song, Hey Ya?
I saw this on your social media this afternoon.
Hey Ya. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the one that the girl, when he's like, hey, ladies. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Is that me. You?
Yeah. I was in the studio. Andre's like, can you say yeah? I guess so. I don't know. Yeah.
Can you say yeah?
Wow.
You're like, nah.
Nah, let me go find somebody that can.
15 seconds over. That's all it is right there. That's it. Hope it was great. Hope you enjoyed it. No residuals for you there, I'm guessing.
No, they are. There are. It's amazing. It's great.
Nice. So let me ask you, but how do you transfer it? So you said you went from pureeing Kanye's cheeseburgers into, yes. You know, how do you take that to going into the food industry?
Well, the luxury about working with like high profile clients like that is just like money is not an issue. So we got to eat everything, and I got to learn about like really good food and really good wines, and we got to travel so many different places. And I was just like, this is the shit. Like, we started to be really good friends with chefs in California, and one of the really inspiring ones was he was like half Mexican and half Chinese, and he did a fusion. He had like three restaurants. He did a fusion of Mexican Chinese, a Mexican restaurant, and then like a full-on like fast food Chinese restaurant where you're just like, it was like dirty Chinese, and I was like, oh yeah, that's the good shit. Like, he knew what he was doing, and I was just like, can I just like marry you? That's just like so hot to just like involve all those elements, like, because they're just so different in like in different ways. And I was totally just learning about that stuff, and like the more I got to know him, and I was like, all right, there's another science that I don't even know about. So maybe I'm just a weird science geek that I didn't even know about until now. You just, well, like,
I think food is more science than art. I mean, not everybody agrees with me on that, but I think it's the truth. You understand how a pH scale works, you can make things taste good. It's not a, you know.
Yeah.
It's
kind of, but you ain't got no soul, man. Come on, man.
Jeffy, how
dare
you?
Yeah, it's like a craft.
What? Dave's
Come on, man. Come on, man.
It's a good balance. It has to be a good balance between the two. Like, you have, like, if something doesn't taste right, like, obviously that's like the science part, but you're like, okay, like, what is speaking to your soul? What is creating that, you know, umami yourself?
If it doesn't taste right, but
you don't have to know science. You don't have to know science to, like, do science shit. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. But it was breaking down to, like, and then I got into the, like, molecular gastronomy thing, and I was like, oh, no, I went too far on that end.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
When I went to, and then I went to culinary school, and then I opened up the Wynn Casino at the same time. And
where did you go to culinary school?
Le Cordon Bleu.
Oh, nice. You wore a neckerchief in the whole nine.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a neckerchief is hot. That's hot.
Yeah.
Jeffy, so, I'll show you my I'll show you my graduation pictures, Jeffy. Yeah.
I've seen them.
No, that was so gross.
That was a weird.
Don't do that anymore. I got to apologize.
He looks great.
I got to apologize to young David for that. Dave, I'm sorry that Jeffy did that.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool.
He's cool with
he was just saying what we were all thinking.
Exactly. Young David. Yeah. See, so young David's got my back, son.
You started off opening a casino, and that's kind of a big gig.
Yeah, so obviously I had the least amount of experience coming from the music industry, which got me nowhere in the culinary industry.
You're a hell of a smoothie maker.
Yeah, they're like, what experience do you have? I'm like,
hold on, you don't have any of those dudes' numbers? You couldn't be like, hey, yo, I'm cooking now, what's up?
Great question.
No, that's not how I am. I've never worked that way where I wanted to ever pull strings or ask people for favors.
Well, not even favors. Just be like, yo, let me cook you some fucking food.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't want to be one of those douches that were just like, oh, I'm going to culinary school, I'm a chef. Where I'm like, I don't fucking know shit from anything, you know? Like, I'm not going to graduate culinary school and be like, I'm a chef, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, no. I got that.
It makes me so happy that you would say that, because I think a lot of people think that, and it's not the case at all.
I 100% agree. I 100% agree. I think that you saying that is hands down a sign of, like, greatness.
Thanks. Like, I just always wanted to learn. I'm like, I got to work my way up. There's no way. Like, I've always worked my way up in industry. So it's just like, I'm going to see what it's like to start from the bottom. Like, I started off as a cook. Obviously, that... Like, I moved up really quickly because I learned really fast. Like, I'm, like, just a go-getter. I was, like, working full-time at the Wynn Casino, opening that up, going to school full-time, and then I was still stodging because I'm, like, I'm in fucking Vegas. There's all these amazing chefs and restaurants. Like, why not just fucking do it? So I got to learn, like, really cool techniques from, like, different people because, as you know, like, nobody cares if somebody's going to come in and work for free, right? Like,
totally. Fuck no.
Like, I was grinding really hard, and, like, I got married while I was there, and he was not very happy that I was just, like, hardly ever home, but I'm like, this is my passion. Like, I love food. I love eating food. I love, like, just learning. It's such a cool atmosphere, and I got to learn, like, one of the first kitchens that I worked at, they, like, threw me my first baby shower. Like, I didn't really have family where I was at.
It
and
becomes your family.
It was, like, 12 guys throwing me a baby shower. They're like, we don't know what to do, but here's money in a stroller. I was like, okay, this is cool.
That sounds like a kitchen, too, doesn't it, Jeffrey? Here's some money in a stroller.
That's love, bro. You know what I mean? That's love. That's how we show love. I mean, we're not all, like... I mean, it's a fucking pirate ship, right? You know, you're in the back of the house. You're where the fucking mongoloids are hanging. And we're fucking back here. We're not sure what to do, but we know how to show love. And we'll just do it any way we can, you know?
Well, that's where I was
going. You might be pregnant. Someone might throw you a joint.
That's where I was going, Jeffy, is just to talk about her being behind the scenes in the music industry as an engineer to going behind the scenes, you know, in the food industry to where, you know, you're in the kitchen. You're not always in the spotlight. You know, you're making food and you're enjoying it. That's part of the love for it. It's not always about being in front of everybody.
Yeah. Well, one funny story. Like, I think my second year in, I worked my way up. I don't know what fucking position it is anymore, but, like, all the guys, they were all smokers, as you know. because that's part of the kitchen life. So they're all going out to smoke, and I'm in the kitchen and making family meal for everybody. And I'm like, ooh, cool, there's a brownie in the fridge. So, like, I had a sweet tooth at the moment. I eat the whole thing. I think it was like a 4x4 brownie. And all the guys come back. They're like, where's our family meal? And I was like, what? Like, and I, as I look at them, it felt like slow motion with, like, they said my eyes were all bloodshot. Like, it was like a Friday night. It was probably the worst night to, like, be so high out of your mind. I was just like,
you're good at restaurants.
Like, they were just like, just go stand in the corner and spot. We'll take care of it. Like, it was just like one of those moments of just like, I thought it was a regular dry ass brownie, and I was gonna get mad that somebody brought a bad brownie in, but it was good for me.
Hey, listen, one time, our friend Dave, Chef Dave here, gave me some nerds rope at a casino, and next thing you know, I was on Jupiter. I had no idea.
It hits you out of nowhere.
Becca, I woke up at the Ellen DeGeneres slot machine. I was up about 23:50, and I had no idea what was happening. True story. Dave, is that
that's the scary part, that you keep functioning, right? You're just like, what is happening?
Dave, what did I do? I just had to leave.
Yeah, he just like, he stood up and he's like, I gotta go. I was like, all right.
Dave's like, all right, man, go do your thing. Oh, that was the best.
It's my everyday life, bro. I like to be like that constantly.
Well, then I got to my room, and I was convinced that my suite wasn't mine. I was like, why am I here? What's happening? It felt like turning the pages of a book. Like, all of a sudden, now I'm brushing my teeth. Now I'm taking off my shoes. Fuck, my wife's texting me. Now what do I do? Do I know how to text?
I'm seeing it like a comic book as you're seeing it. Exactly, and I can see you, like, all of a sudden, it's like you with your hand on your head, and there's like that, like, like that rectangle above your head being like, text coming in from Kelly. What the fuck? And then, like, you being like, shit.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. No, the best part was that my wife got to the casino the next night. And we talked early in the day and whatnot. And she was like, what was the deal? She thought, like, something weird was going on. And my wife and I have been together since 1998. We've been together forever. And my wife's a 10. I'm a 4. I love her very much. It's nothing like... ever would ever be the, like, we, there's no mistrust there ever. And she was like, the fuck was going on with you last night? Like, apparently I did text her, but it was more like I just sent her some letters of the alphabet.
It was what your fingers were touching.
Yeah, like... I was like, that looks like it says I'm going to bed, love you. It was like QWERTY 1783 star asterisk. So she was like, what happened? And I was like, listen, fucking young David gave me some nerds rope, put me on Pluto, and I, you know, so I don't really, for those of you who don't know, I don't smoke weed, I don't do a lot of, I don't do any drugs, I don't hate him, I just, it's a slippery slope, and I don't want to go there. But that night I did, and when I told my wife that, she felt a lot better, which is one of the few times in the world you can say, oh, my wife felt great that I was on drugs.
Well, it made sense for the weird letters.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Becca, let me get down to the brass tacks with you. Nala's Kitchen. I haven't been there yet. I want to come by and see you, but you're a little bit north of me. I don't get up there as much as I'd like to. I will soon, though. I'm actually working out a way to get you involved in our NPR show. I'll talk to you about that later. But talk about the food you're doing there and kind of what it is, because you're not a regular restaurant.
We are not a regular restaurant. It actually was developed. It's named after my kids, Nina and Nola. It's a combination of their name. It's
two
also,
daughters, right?
Yeah, I have two daughters.
You're an animal.
It's all, yeah. Okay. Like, it's actually an Indian god that's like in the culinary field or something like that. I've been told many times. I'm like, oh, this is like my weird destiny, I guess.
Yo, somebody told you some shit after you ate one of them brownies.
I wish. Just tell me my fortune.
Ain't no culinary Indian god. What are you fucking talking about? All right, go ahead.
There is. Sure, don't look it up. Well, yeah. It helped me because, like, this was like all developed because I was going through a divorce and like working fucking full time in a corporate chef job, as you know, can take your soul.
Sure.
And I was doing this for somebody, and I started doing meal prep, and I was like, oh,
but,
okay.
Yo, you gotta
this
pay
is
the bills, though, homie. You gotta pay bills, so you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, so I was hustling, doing the corporate job, and then I was doing meal prep for a friend, and then it just kind of steamrolled, and I was like, oh shit, you can make like comfort foods kind of healthy. And I was like, wait, you can make them healthy. And like, I make I think this week we're doing like a Tuscan chicken, like keeping it like super cozy, especially that it's getting colder, like you want a little bit heartier stuff. So and it's a little bit different for me because I'm not used to seasons. I'm from the West Coast, so I'm just like, oh, you have to evolve your menu, you have to change what you can get and what's accessible to you. So that's a little bit of a learning thing curve for me, and I'm totally not used to it. Like, yeah, but we just live in give a great me everything place. That I want. I
mean, we're both here in Connecticut, and Connecticut's a fantastic spot, great farms. There's a lot of great local food here.
Yeah, which I love, and I love the connection that people have with farms, and I'm still trying to find like my true farm buddy. So if they're out there, please contact me.
I can help you with that. That's easy.
Well, if they want to contact you, what do they want to do? They want to hit you up in Willingford, Connecticut at Nala's Kitchen, WEHA? Is that what they're going to hit you on Instagram? They're going to follow you there?
I feel like you're really high.
And also follow you at Chef...
Damn it, Jeff, you let
I am really high. Chef Becca Tune. How do you... is that how you pronounce it?
It's Tweene. So
I told him. He ain't listening. Tweene.
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 Yeah.
Tweene. Can you spell that for me? Because I'm super high.
Oh, when aren't you?
Lots of times.
Okay.
Becca, I want to point out to you, too. Young David has your back here. He just sent a Wikipedia link to the... I guess it's the Indian god Nala, or a character in Indian history is the king of the Nashi... Why am I reading this? Dave, read this to her before we get that plug out.
Oh, I have to read? Hold on.
What the fuck are you saying?
You have pretty to read, much, hold on.
Dave's like, I got something for the show. Here you go,
I'll
Plum.
Get to
you
the
can
point
read this.
Where it's like, his main weakness is gambling. He's possessed by a demon, Kali. He was also a great cook and wrote the first book ever on cookery.
There you go. There you go. Give it up for him.
Nala.
There we go. Nala. There you right? go. You like Nala. That's
King
my homie.
Nala.
You like
him. King Nala.
Yeah, that you should just call me that from now on. King Nala.
You want to be King Nala? I'm down with that.
Yeah.
King Nala. Big up.
That's our homie, King Nala. That's like a rapper. You should, if you become a rapper, that should be your name.
You have to go to Jamaica and get dreadlocks like Snoop Dogg and become King
point.
Nala.
Definitely need some dreadlocks.
Why do I have to go to Jamaica?
Because that's how he became King Lion.
That's it.
Instead of Snoop Dogg. You got to become King Nala.
Only if we go together and you become...
Jeffy
King.
What
would you become?
Jeffy Love.
Jeffy, don't help, Rels.
That's a real Jamaican song. That's a real Jamaican name. You put love at the end of it. I've met a bunch of dudes in Jamaica with like, hey,
you man. Jeffrey Love.
Exactly. Hey, Big Jeff in love. What's up?
Sometimes, Jeffy, I just want you to shut up and let the guest flounder. It would have been so funny to just see what she said there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe we could call him King Jeffy's Steamroller.
The Steamroller. Da Steamroller.
Okay,
da
terrific.
Steamroller.
So anyway, you're making some great food. Your pictures look beautiful. You know, it's awesome. I'm so great that happy that we're friends. I can't wait to see what happens with you in the future. The big question here on the program, we're asking everybody to get that deep moment, and just kind of because we're trying to help young culinarians all across the country, man, and across the world. Actually, we have a massive listenership in Switzerland. That's right.
I like Switzerland.
I'm not making that up, actually. You should see the map. It's really fucking crazy how many different countries listen to this program. And I think most of them don't even understand what they say. They just like to hear Jeffy ramble.
Das Steamroller. Look,
now he's not talking.
Now he's not. Das the Steamroller.
But, Chef, why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep cooking food? Why do you do what you do?
I love what I do because I'm hearing a lot of personal benefits that people are getting. Like, the clients are reaching out to me and just saying, like, it's not only like weight loss, like we're helping them with like if they have celiac disease or like any other like crazy ailments. I'm like, are you just like making up words? Because I'm like, I've never heard of that in my life. And they're like, yeah, like I'm able to function in my day to day because of your food. And it just really humbles me. I'm like, I'm just cooking. I'm literally just cooking for myself. And I'm so thankful to just kind of pass that on to somebody else. And they're benefiting all, you know, from all of that from into yeah. their life. And it's great to be able to contribute to somebody else in their health and help them in whatever they're dealing with.
Well, last one for me, Becca. King Nala, last one for me. How has COVID affected you guys? Has it been any positive to it? Is it all negative? Or how's it been for you?
We lost a lot of gym memberships or partnerships that we had, but we gained in a lot of personal and like people that just didn't want to go out and to the grocery store or into the world. So we were able to kind of sustain a little bit. And because the gyms are kind of coming back and we're creating those memberships again, or not memberships, partnerships with them. So it went down a little. We had a little bit of a dip, but we're just kind of like coasting along. And because we're meal prep, we're not a restaurant. So thankfully, you know, knock on wood, our overhead isn't as crazy as a regular restaurant, but like we're able to like continue to grow even more now because people are like, oh, like there might be another wave of whatever, but you know, we know we could count on your food to come to our door and contactless and it's good and healthy, and we're not going to be packing on the weight. You know, not trying to bash on any other restaurants or anything like that, but like it's consistently under like a certain calorie range, and we can accommodate many, many dietary restrictions and allergies as well.
That's dope. Yeah, and listen, fuck those restaurants if they can't do what you do and you keep it under a certain range. Don't be all nice to everybody. You guys are killing it.
Yeah, you're doing
it. And you're delivering. To the door.
Yeah. That's what's door. Up. That's what's up.
Nayla's Kitchen. Nayla's Kitchen. WEHA. Right now. Get on Instagram. Give her a follow. She's in Wallingford, Connecticut. If you're in Connecticut and you're not getting your meal prep from her, you're fucking up. You understand? You got to get up there. You got to call her right now. That's also, right, follow son. Her. Herself, Chef Becca Quinet.
How did I become French all of a sudden?
Why?
Thank you.
Hey, got the cool. Come on.
Hey,
you say
it's Samoan. It's Samoan.
Dave, you got anything for Becca before we get her out of here?
Twinay.
Dave?
You're first. What's up?
You got anything for Becca before we get her out of here? I know the boys got a couple of questions for you, Becca, so I'm trying to get them to get back in here with us.
There we go.
Well, was it, well, we have Das Steamroller on.
I don't know why it's German.
Oh, well, sorry. I threw a great plug out for you, and now I'm a fucking steamroller again. God, thanks to love, King.
Dave, give it to her before steamroller kicks in.
Oh man, he totally. Yeah. Was it hard to get product during COVID? Like.
Yeah. In the beginning, it was really, really tough. Like, as we all know, like, getting any kind of proteins, and it was just very, very sporadic of just like, okay, there's chicken. Okay, now there's beef. Oh, there's this. It's just like, and people were just like jumping on that. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, it was, I think there was like 2 months of just like myself, just like, because I change the menu every single week. That's the thing. So I'm like, I had to like be very careful in what I was picking or creating. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to create a whole fucking menu that takes time. And then all of those products or whatever I want is not available. So there was like a 2 full months, solid months of me like not sleeping and just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
Damn. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. It's getting a little easier now, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it's back to normal-ish.
Yeah, it's close. Dude, you saw today the, not to get too, you know, local with it, but, you know, here in Connecticut, our rates are so low right now and everything's so great right now. The government, we're going to phase 3. We're increasing indoor dining from 50% to 75%. Outdoor events can now go from 100 to 150, and indoor events can go from 25 to 100. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the increase, because it's going to, obviously, I'm able to have a little bit of a social life outside of this, the work world.
For sure. Well,
but it's nice.
Becca, you're awesome. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, where they'd have a comedian on, and if they hung out the couch, or if they would leave, or they come back to the couch if Johnny thought they were fun. You're awesome. You're more than welcome to hang out with us here for the rest of the program, or we can get you out of here. We got two more little bits to get through, but we'd love to have you. Jeffy, she's easy to talk to. She fits right in.
King Nala. King Nala's the best.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, I don't know why I turned you German. Das Steamroller. It just fits you, I feel. I don't
King
know.
Nala. Yes.
Well, Becca, you're welcome to hang for a few minutes if you want, or we can get you out of here. It's up to you. You want to hang out with us for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I'll hang out. It's like I'm in the kitchen again.
Well, listen, here's the thing. It's just not going to be focused on you anymore, and you are fantastic. I can't wait to hang out with you. I miss you. I haven't seen you in so long. We didn't even talk about kind of how we met, but we'll get to that another time. But, you know, in the end, you know, you got to check it out. You see other people's stories. You got to check out what she's doing on Instagram. Jeffy, give those Instagram plugs out one more time for Becca.
Absolutely. You want to check her at Nala, N-A-L-A-S, Nala's Kitchen, W-E-H-A, at Nala's Kitchen, W-E-H-A, on Instagram, and at Chef Becca Twine.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Right? Chef Becca Twine, which is T-U-I-N-E-I. Please, get on there, give her a follow, tell her you love her food, because it's awesome, and she's killing it. She's making healthy food for great people, and she's fucking helping change lives, and she's King Nala.
King Nala, that's for sure.
Alahala. Alahala to King Nala.
Check her out. She's fantastic. I can't wait to come have some food there, Beck. I'm excited to do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're awesome. So no, check it out.
Stay on.
Yeah, no, stay with us. Hang. Stay with us. You're great.
Hang with us.
Some people can't hang. You seem to be able to hang just fine, so that's good.
People get offended. I don't know, drinking wise.
Are you drinking or no?
Yes.
Yas. You put like an extra syllable in the word yes. Yas.
That's how you know it's cool. It's
Right. Dave, did you hear that? That's how you know it's cool.
I knew that. That's same level. Same.
Right on. Right on. Well, listen, it's about that time that we've been, we started last week waging a war on Yelp, Chef Becca, and Yelp is the bane of our existence. I've never had a bad Yelp review. I've never had any Yelp reviews. I don't allow myself to be on there. But I know a lot of our good brothers and sisters out there in the entire culinary world are and use it as part of their business. But they get shitty Yelp reviews, Jeffy, and they're unwarranted.
Absolutely unwarranted. I mean, people have zero fucking like sight beyond their own themselves. And they're like, need to be important.
So that's why we decided to start Plum Love Foods Live, War on Yelp. And it starts with this, because we got a drop for that, Jeffy. We have a drop for our Yelp. Are you ready for it?
Kill a Yelp. Ah.
So you're one of Yelpers, special blessed. You demand a restaurant's very best. Well, they're gonna treat you special, I'm telling you, chum.
Hang in there, Becca. It's funny.
Now get yourself ready for some boogers and cum.
Boogers and cum.
That's called a Yelper special.
Boogers and cum.
Say, what's that on your pretzel? Your online critiques are real useful to some. Now have a good time eating boogers and cum.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's time for them Yelp reviews. Hopefully that wasn't too offensive, Becca. You've been in the kitchen. I felt safe playing that around you. Was that all right?
No, I love it. Can you send that to me?
Really, what's funny. That on your pretzel?
She goes, I want to make that your ringtone, Chef Plum. Jeffy, what's our Yelp review of the week? What do you got for us?
All right. Our Yelp review of the week, because, you know, I scroll Yelp reviews and read them like novels.
Every day. And I read like 50 of them.
Yeah. So today I'm like, who do I love in Connecticut? Who do I love? I love Frank Pepe's Pizzeria.
Iconic.
Iconic Frank Pepe's Pizzeria.
Hey, look here. And also, arguably the inventor of the pizza as we know it today.
Could be with an amazing oven. I saw Good Brother Chef Plum do restaurant road trip there. Spin a pizza in the iconic ovens. Talk to Frank himself.
The pizza peels are like fucking 20 feet long. It's crazy. And when you work in the oven with that pizza peel, like they teach their guys in the kitchen, hey, whoever has that peel is running the show. If they bump into you, it's your fault. You need to be aware of the peel is. He's not going to worry about you. You need to worry about it. And I was like, that's pretty interesting.
Frank Pepe is a real person?
Oh, my God, Becca. You live in Connecticut. Yes. Yes.
Frank Pepe. I thought he was like Ronald McDonald kind of thing. Not to compare him to him, but, you know. Like, is it like a fictional character? Is he like the Burger King?
No, Frank Pepe used to ride around New Haven with pizza boxes on his head and sell them to workers who were out working building New Haven.
Ah, fun fact.
No, you got to get in there. Trust me. There's great food history here in Connecticut. Trust me. I didn't believe it till restaurant road trip. I apologize, Jeffy, for the intrusion. Please continue.
No. So anyway, Frank Pepe's, right? Iconic Connecticut restaurant. I'm like, wow, Frank Pepe's 4 stars. That means somebody shit on Frank Pepe's, and I want to know who did it. So I go flipping through the thing.
4 stars or?
Yeah, they have 4 stars, which is fucking mind-numbing to me, because if you go to Connecticut and you have a white clam pie someplace and it's not from Frank Pepe's, you're fucking up. Because the white clam pie of Frank Pepe's might be one of the greatest things made in Connecticut.
Yes, the clams are local. They get them locally. That's 100%.
Shucked
and they
daily.
Shuck them to order for each pizza.
To order. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? To order on your pizza. We have nothing invested with Frank Pepe's.
I just love them.
We just love them, and we know these people personally. We have a personal connection with this restaurant. So when I saw the 4 stars, I go flipping through.
Yeah.
And 1 month ago, which is mid-pandemic COVID crisis,
okay,
we have a gentleman by the name of Andrino M. He's
Andrino
an elite member.
M. Okay.
Andrino M. He's an elite member of Yelp. And he comes in with some bullshit. As a longtime Pepe's customer, I was pretty disappointed that, one, they did not offer inside dining, only takeout. Two, and probably the reason I'm writing this note, is the witch lady in the kitchen that scolded customers because there were more than 5 people inside. Nowhere did I see a sign that it said 5 or more at a time. She was unprofessional. Pandemic or not, this is not how you treat paying customers. For the first time, I went down the street to Sally's and enjoyed what I believe to be the better pizza. Pepe's, you lost my loyalty over Witch Lady. Fuck you, Andrino.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that bullshit? You were never a goddamn fan of the pizza if that's what pissed you off. The fact that they were open in a goddamn pandemic serving your fucking ass
is incredible. Keeping you safe. 5 people in the restaurant. Do you know why they're doing that? So you don't get fucking COVID. That's why they're doing that for you. Can you believe this bullshit? Unfucking believable. Who does Andrino M on Yelp think this person is? Are you fucking crazy? Listen, you're going to an iconic pizza place, number one, right? Number two, they're open. So thank God for that. It's a fucking – we're in a global pandemic right now. At least you can get fantastic pizza. But number three, they're only allowing 5 people in at once to let – you know, because, listen, it's a pandemic. We want to keep people spaced out. Frank Pepe's are not big places. I've been there. They're not big. The fact that you would complain about this, I hope that nothing bad happens to you from all this evil that you're putting out there in the world. But I guarantee you one thing. Trust me. I will sleep better at night knowing if you get a leg severed in a bad car accident.
Yeah. Look, you know what the worst part about this motherfucker?
Wait, Dave's
holy
upset.
Shit.
What, Dave? Right.
Please, Dave, get in there.
I was like, that's a little extreme. I was saying, yeah.
No, you know full well I could have gone a lot worse with that.
Yeah, you could have been like, I hope you get ball cancer or something. But severed leg. That's heavy.
You can still live.
I think.
He didn't say he wished he got a severed leg. He just said that if it happened to him, he wouldn't be fucking surprised.
Thank you, Jeffy. You pay attention to what I'm saying most of the time.
All right. Thanks for clarifying that, Jeff.
Becca, what do you think? You hear somebody a Yelp review like this? Maybe you've had some experience with Yelp reviews, but like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, I totally agree with you. That's just so over the top. It's just like, just keep your fucking comments to yourself, like, at that moment, you know? Just, it's unnecessary.
Who the, like, fuck you think you are?
Okay. Well, and now you're reviewing another fucking restaurant? That is such a dick move.
It is a dick move. It is a dick move. And especially when you're an elite Yelper. By the way, most of these elite Yelpers, I wonder how many of them could actually hang doing a catering or working a line or trying to get a big order out for 30 people. How many of them could actually hang and do it? I'll tell you what, Jeffy, none of them, because they're keyboard fucking warriors. That's what they are.
Yo, baffa fangul, Andriano, huh? Hey, listen to me. This fucking guy, he gave them a 5-star fucking review in 2012, saying that it's the best thing in New Haven, the best pizza in the USA. Pepe's is often imitated and never duplicated. These are this motherfucker's words. And then during a goddamn pandemic. During a pandemic where people's fucking lives, not your life, not my life, my fucking grandmother's life is on the line. And you're out here talking shit to a fucking pizzeria who's just trying to keep everybody safe and give good pizza to everybody? I mean, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Amen.
You got veins popping out of my head, Jeffy. Just like the big guy said, if you got balls to come out here to a beautiful, one of the most iconic pizza places in America, I, Jeffy, I would go out on a limb and I would say they're a treasure here in our country. That's what I would say.
I would strongly agree. I mean, the white clam pizza with a little extra chili pepper on top when it comes out, little well done. I mean, the first time I had it, me and my wife ate it, and we literally,
you guys
made
had a baby, you guys
immediately after eating it.
You ate that.
We ate it and just attacked each other because the sexual energy from
there it is,
the deliciousness of that fucking pie was so strong. It was like it was so much power, and it's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Literally, the last time Jeffy and I had one, he tried to get me pregnant.
I tried. What? It's really hard to get a guy pregnant.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
What's this jackass's name again?
All right, I'm probably not saying it right because I can't pronounce shit because I'm illiterate. It's Andriano M.
Andriano M. And here's the thing that really upsets me. Me and Jeffy are here going to war. Becca's got our back, clearly. She's right there with us. And then there's Dave, who was like, I don't know, Plum. Maybe you're wishing too many bad things on people. Dave, fuck that guy.
Yeah, word, fuck that guy, man.
He doesn't need to, like, lose a leg in a car accident.
Just scared.
I didn't say that I wanted him to have a drunk driving accident and kill some kids on New Year's Eve driving home.
What the fuck? Now you're dragging other people into this?
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
Oh, no.
No, dude, it would be God who did it from him being a fuck. That's what usually happens. When someone's a piece of shit, God is your fucking redeemer. You don't need revenge if you believe in Jesus.
Nothing makes me happier than when Jeffy uses the word fuck as a noun. Okay, I had high hopes for that joke. Excuse me, just one second. All right, continue.
Anyway, I'm just really.
It was kind of funny. it was dark funny.
Listen, with the noun part, all right, fuck that guy. If you're going to go to Yelp, we here at Plum Love Foods Live, myself, Chef Jeffy, all the good brothers, including Chef Dave, even though he kind of isn't on our team, and of course our guest tonight, Chef Becca from Knowledge Kitchen, we urge you, think twice about what you're saying. Honestly, all right. Think twice all about right. what you're saying. It's a global pandemic. Use some common sense, Jeffy. Sorry.
Plum, why would you give a restaurant a 1-star review? What deems that worthy to you? What the fuck? Why would you go out of your way to shit in someone's coffee?
If they're putting balsamic reduction on shit and not taking the tails off their shrimp and expect me to eat them with a fork, then I would.
You give a 1-star review for a balsamic reduction.
No, I'm kidding. Like, that's 1998 bullshit. But you know, no.
The shrimp tail? What are you talking about with the shrimp?
Here's what I'm talking about with the shrimp. If you want me to eat a shrimp dish, and I'm supposed to eat it with a fork, not with my hands, take the fucking tails off the shrimp.
Oh, you're talking like
that time.
Yeah, all right.
If you want me to use my fingers, then I can use. Then I don't. You can leave them on there. If I want me to use a fork, take the fucking tails off the shrimp. I've judged so many food competitions, and I tell people that, and they're like, "Oh, it's like." Don't get me started, Jeffy. It's like those motherfuckers who put a sprig of rosemary on shit for no fucking reason. Go.
You ever have?
What if it's on fire?
You ever have salt and pepper?
Becca's trying to talk to us. Becca, please.
I was going to ask, but like, I went to this restaurant just a couple weeks ago. They said it was risotto. It was obviously, I know what the fuck grain risotto is. It's arborio and all that. And they're like, it's just a regular, you know, herb risotto with scallops. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll try that. It was just, it was like that, like, Uncle Ben's shit.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Like, what would you rate that? I didn't say anything. I took pictures of everything and, you know, for social media, but I was like, I'm just not going to post that one picture because it just looks like rice-a-roni
shit. I'll tell you, as a chef in the industry, and Jeffy, you can back me up or tell me I'm wrong, I'll tell you what you do. I would 100% bring that to the manager's attention. I'm not going to post on social media. I'm not going to, like, do a Yelp review, but I would tell them. I would go in there and I would say something to them about that. Here's why. As a chef with experience that you're in, you care about the food, I would say something. I would say to them, I'm not looking for anything free. I don't want you to comp anything. I just want to talk to you about this dish.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, obviously, all of our salt tolerance is very high. Like, myself and my guests were, like, just downing, like, gallons of water. It was just like, this is fucking salty. Like, in the middle of our conversation, I was like, what the fuck? Like, we had, like, a bottle of wine, and we each had a bottle of wine. So, you know, we're drinkers. And, like, I don't feel anything because we're drinking so much fucking water. I'm like, yeah. This has never happened to me. I'm like, but I didn't say, like, we said it's salty.
Right.
I didn't say, like, the grain was wrong or it's not risotto. It's just, like, saffron rice. I'm like, but okay. But they're like, oh, we complimented dessert for you. I'm like, we didn't want dessert. We want more alcohol.
Listen, here's the thing. Some restaurants, and Jeff, you can agree with me or disagree here. And Dave, I know you will agree with me. We've talked about this. Listen, some restaurants are like family, right? All of us have, you know, we have great family members who are awesome. We have great brothers and sisters or whatever they are. But we all have that one person in our family who is kind of like, he's here, she's here, we kind of just have to put up with it. You know, we all have that person. The person who comes to Thanksgiving dinner when everybody's bringing a dish, they show up with pickles. That person. Like, we all have that person in our family. And that restaurant that you went to is that person. Now,
like your mom's friend, you're like your mom's friend, Carol.
No friends. It's family. Generally, it's family.
Oh, she's actual family.
Yeah, you have one person.
Like a cousin or something.
Exactly. That
so
one
it's
person
like,
who's like...
So it's like...
It's a train wreck at
it's
life.
It's like Uncle Rodney...
You got it.
...and his new wife, Carol.
That's it. Uncle Rodney shows up with Carol. He's got his brand new 84 Thunderbird with the T-tops. He shows up. He's smoking a pack of cool cigarettes. Listening to fucking... Exactly.
Fucking like a hurricane.
Totally doesn't get that it's a family event. He's getting out of the car, you know... I brought some pickles and some boiled eggs. Like that guy. You know, he have to love him because he's part of your family. But, you know, that's not really the guy you want to be hanging out with all the time. Much like that restaurant that you went to. Listen, we support them. They're our brethren. They're our sister. And they're people in our industry. I wouldn't give them a one-star review. I would just not review them. But I would definitely bring it to their attention. So, you know.
Yeah, which we try to in a polite way. But I was like, I'm not going to diss them. It could have been just an off day. It could have been whatever. You know, like we all have our fucked up days. I'm like, all right. I didn't want to be that person. You know how when you go back to the kitchen that you're working at, you're just like, this happened? Oh, it's because so-and-so was there. I didn't want one of those moments.
Big Tony's still here? He's a fuck up. Meanwhile, going back to Yelp. Let's just hang on, Jeffy. Let's just wrap this up. Going back to that Yelp review. That person's a douchebag. Fuck that person. Andrina M, or whatever the fuck your name is.
Andriano
M, you're a fuck. And I hope one day to see you in public, because I'm going to tell you that you're a fuck. Fuck you. If we could find you on social media, we would tell people where to find you. So if anybody knows Andrina M on Yelp, fuck that person. Go on their Yelp and tell them they're assholes.
Yeah, find them.
Can't you
Andriano
write
M, he's an elite. So you could find him.
Issy.
Is it to find? He's right there.
Listen, here's what I
love. He's right. If you go to Pepe's reviews, you'll find him. He's the only one-star review for fucking miles.
Unbelievable.
He's like, what a fucking cock-knocker.
Unbelievable. Fuck that guy. How can he give Pepe's a bad review?
Yeah, that's a dick move.
Listen, if it's a bad food, cool, but don't review them for keeping you safe. And I don't know, in a pandemic, I think everybody gets a pass. Yeah.
And so what? Some lady was a little gruff with you, you fucking soft-handed liberal.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Guess what, fucking douchebag? You're probably the 900th person she told to get the fuck out of the restaurant, only five people allowed that day, because you didn't probably see the sign on the door like a fucking cunt. Sorry.
I can't take it.
I get fired up. I apologize.
Fire it up!
It's valid, though. Like, there, that was just like a dick move to be doing that shit. Like, it's not, it's uncalled for.
It doesn't make any damn sense, man. Plum Love Foods live right here on a Thursday. It is September 24th. It's 11:15 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff. Good brother Chef Dave is on the program with us right now. We're also joined by King Nala, a.k.a. Chef Beck, is hanging out with us tonight. Talking all about
Chef Beck between hey.
Getting Chef Becca's history and her story, finding out that she actually is the reason that Kanye West, what was that song called, Jeffy?
Through the Wire.
Yeah, Through the Wire, that was her. We also, you know what else
love
we found
the
out?
Imitation.
Listen, I think we downplayed, Dave, how much importance it was that we heard that Chef Becca was in the Hey Ya song.
That's what's up.
Have you ever been any popular songs, Dave?
What's cooler than cool?
Ice cold.
Hey. No, I wasn't in it. I wasn't in any.
Kind of a sad song when you listen to the lyrics of it, actually.
Let me some sugar. I am your neighbor. What? How's it a sad song?
Don't worry about it.
No, you listen to the beginning of it.
I play
it's
it.
It's like
but...
three songs in one.
Listen, yeah.
I
would play
it is, right?
But YouTube would have a
fit. Go ahead and play it. You pay me.
Listen, if I
we get a really letter of consent.
Time out. Do you really get a residual check from that?
Yeah.
Shut up. You're fucking lying.
Yes. I'm not fucking lying. I can show you pay stubs, bitch.
What do you get, like 80 cents?
Sorry, I went too far. I'll copy, bitch.
Every 6 months you get 80 cents? What the fuck?
I get it quarterly now. It used to be annually, but now it's quarterly.
So you get just 60 cents every quarter.
It's on the fucking Toyota commercial now, so I'm like, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, it does.
Listen, I don't want any numbers.
So every time you hear it, just applaud. Be like, yeah, that's my girl.
I'm 100% going to from here. Listen, I'm not.
I know that person.
I don't want you to give numbers. I don't want any of that shit, but I want a serious answer here. And don't give numbers or anything like that. Is it real money?
It's real money.
This is how I started my business.
This is how I started my business. No.
Because you were in
like, no. What the fuck?
Because I said yeah.
Because you said yeah, you get like legit money. Not like,
yeah.
Like it's funny. Like I get.
Shout out to Andre 3000 for hooking up King Nala like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
The best part was it all happened after my divorce, not to
That's even better.
It was after, so it was
so
all
it's
I was
your
like, yes. It was wow. Yas. It was a Yas moment.
Yas.
How come you've never told me the story before?
Cause I don't know. It's not what I'm super humble. That's not what I do. That's not my look, hey, did you know that? That's not my first thing that I say.
Well, no, but like it's definitely a good story you should tell. And we were in situations where it would have made sense for you to tell a great story like that. I think it's awesome. I've always wondered why that part of the song is out of key, but now I get it. So it makes sense to me now.
My kids make fun of me. They're like, "Why do you sound so sad?" I'm like, "I don't know. That's just me."
Was there anybody else or was it just you?
It was me stacked, like layered on each other. It was like 5-6 times I had to say it.
Dude, that is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Jeffy, that's top five on this program, I think. We've had some great guests.
I got to be honest. I'm super pumped, King Nala, that you are a sound engineer because me and Plum are working on writing a couple new jingles, and we could really use your help.
Yeah, right. I love doing stuff like that. Like, I start to geek out. Like, for me, like, that's just, like, another form of cooking for some reason. Like, it's just, it transfers. Like, I love doing things like that.
Well, I love that. Well, you know the science and the art, so that's it'll right. be fun.
Totally. And King Nala, maybe you realize it or don't, but I was a music theater major in college my first time around. So
I find that hard to believe.
I figured you would. My jazz hands are impeccable, though.
Jazz hands.
That's right. I almost won Connecticut's Dancing with the Stars last year.
So close.
It's true.
Who'd you lose to? The Yelper?
Fucking Andrina. Andrina M. Fuck that guy. That's why I lost to.
Oh, I thought
Andriano,
it was
Andriano. Andriano M.
No, we don't know who it is. We're going to find out, though, and we're going to send sharks to their house.
He hates us. He's probably in the mafia. He's going to kill us in our sleep, but whatever.
Hey, bring it. Your name is Andrino. That sounds like a fucking
Andriano.
Thing. That sounds like some shit you put in like your Blake fluid to make it last longer.
Andriano?
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm sounds like a...
It's the nice thickener.
It's a nice thickener.
Little Andriano in the soup, eh?
Hey, look here. Earlier in the day, I posted a poll question because I was curious to get the take. Everyone knows in this world that if you've got questions, if you want to get the answer, you just ask the internet. You can get all kinds of answers, and the internet will tell you anything you need to know. And with COVID taking over our world and how you're seeing some places like where we live are starting to come back more and having great, you know, numbers as far as COVID goes, and some places they're not so good. I'm back to working in New York City now, Becca, 3 days a week. And down in Tribeca, I mean, dude, there's things closed all over the place. It's crazy. There's nobody there. And it's really strange to feel down in Tribeca. As I call it, Jeffy, trendset in Tribeca. You know what I'm talking about.
Bam, bam, bam.
So we put there on the IG. We said, the restaurant industry will recover from the pandemic in A, about a year, B, more than a year, or C, it may never, ever be the same. Becca, when you hear a question like that, what are your thoughts?
It's fucking scary because I want to start traveling again and trying all these new restaurants. But I'm like, I don't know if new restaurants will ever come back or develop because of this. So I feel like this, and it's really hard for me to say it, like this could be the new thing.
Yeah, it's a weird way to feel about it. Dave, I mean, you work in a private club. What do you think?
I said C. I think this might become like the new normal.
Yeah. You think that this might just kind of, you said this might, they might never ever be the same ever again.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Jeffy, what do you think?
Well, I think for some people it's going to be fine. I think some people are going to open back up, and I think they've had enough money behind them and they're able to kind of hold strong and pull through. And I think some people are living check to check and they are not going to be able to, you know, sustain through, you know, what we just went through. And I mean, we're and what we hope is going to open up to be, you know, nothing, but you know, we're still waiting to see exactly what's going to happen with that.
Yeah. Well, the internet, you know, clearly whenever I have questions in life, I go to the internet, and I think you can get a nice section of the internet there on the Instagram. We had, I mean, over 300 people answer here, which I think is a nice cross-section of the internet.
Sick.
When it comes, and people love polls. They love questions. They love polls. And, you know, overall, it was really tight there. It looked like people were leaning more towards never be the same, but it seems like people do have a little bit of hope, and it looks like the winter is going to be more than a year. So they're not saying forever, but at least more than a year it's going to take to recover. And I think I agree with that, man. I think that recovery is going to take a very, very long time. It's going to take support from all of us. You know, I think all of us that are in the industry, whether it's doing what we do, Jeffy, or, you know, whether you work in a private club like Dave, or you're working in a spot like Becca works in, or whether you're working just a hardcore in a restaurant, just, you know, on the line, you know, I think we need to support our fellow brothers and sisters and go out there and take care of them and eat out, get takeout, do that as much as humanly possible, because I think those are the things that are going to keep things afloat for now until there's some change. And it's sad. It's scary. I love going out to eat. You know, I spend a shit ton of money when I go out. I won't spend a lot of money on shoes or clothes, but I have no problem dropping a shit ton of money when I go out to eat. And it's just because that's the way my life's always been. 25 years in this industry, it's been good to me. It's taken care of me my entire life, and I always want to give back to it. And that's what I think, Jeffy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're going to see, you know, a good I mean, it's going to be 12 to 18 months before we see an actual vaccine that most people aren't going to want to take. And then allegedly. After that, I think after that, we get back to normal. No, I mean, I think that's exactly how long that sort of science takes. You know, I know people in that industry personally, and I've definitely gotten a lot of, you know, I've had a lot of conversations about that particularly. And I think that that's what's really holding people back from going out to eat and from, you know, states letting up on certain restrictions at restaurants for letting people to kind of just like crowd around each other. I mean, because like, let's be honest, if there's no restrictions, restaurants are, they need to make money. And like, how many restaurants have you worked in that have gone over the, like, whatever that fucking number says on the wall? You know what I mean? Like,
of course. I remember, you know, in New York right now, which is really sad for New York City, is that, you know, they're going to allow indoor dining at 25%. These restaurants aren't going to survive on 25%. They're not going to survive Fungal. On 50%.
It's Stugatz, 25%. What is that shit, man?
Was it three tables? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, 25%?
For some places, I mean, that's insane. I mean, that's why I think takeout is such an important thing to focus on. That's why I think that states and cities need to really reevaluate all this, like, takeout alcohol that they just put a kibosh on. Like, Cuomo's a fucking cocksucker. He doesn't think about, you know, how these places actually make money. You know, alcohol right. sales is a huge part of how a restaurant makes money. And the fact that he just took that away, and it's like, listen, if people can't be responsible and they're going to act disorderly and be shitty, that's why cops are there to write tickets and the state gets money that way. So it's a win-win. But let people do what they're going to do. Let people take alcohol home. Let people buy fucking drinks by the half gallon or the quart and bring them back to their house and party. Like, it's bullshit that they can't do that. And it's bullshit that we can't support restaurants that way. And I have a real problem with that right now in New York State. I don't know how it is in Connecticut.
Well, in Connecticut, I just read you, they're upping. I mean, we're about to hit the next phase of stuff. And again, I'll tell you the numbers one more time, 'cause it's great to hear for where we live, Becca. I'm sure you saw this today, didn't you, Becca, how they're changing, moving things on to the next phase. Starting October 8th, indoor dining can increase. We already had indoor dining happening here, but it increases from 50% to 75%. Indoor events can now go from 25 to 100. That's huge. And outdoor events.
Yeah, I'm super happy about that.
And listen, it doesn't mean we should all go to events, but it just means it can happen.
No, it's the option that we all can have. And as you know, we're like all like, well, I don't know, at least for me, like I'm getting claustrophobic. Like I want to go out and try restaurants and go have a life outside of this. Like,
yeah.
We like Chef Plum, like we fucking grind hard and we cook for ourselves. Like, it's nice to experience somebody else's Absolutely. Food and have them cook for us, like, and have that environment and feel that energy. So like, I'm craving that of just like getting out and seeing what they're doing. But it kind of worries me as like, when like we're in the Northeast, like we don't have perfect weather all the time here. So like, what is going to happen? Yeah.
Well, you know, I give our local government credit, and I don't give our local government credit on a lot of things, but I give them credit for that. They've been very open. Good brother, good friend of the show, John Brennan. I helped him get in touch with our local government here and get John Brennan is directly responsible for the restaurants being able to legally sell cocktails to go now, pre-made cocktails to go. I'm proud that we helped make that happen for him. But if you're looking for a great blueprint for kind of how to handle this whole situation, Jeffy, go back and listen to last week's episode, our good brother Tyler Anderson. What he did to make his places survive is a great blueprint, I think, for a lot of people.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Work your ass off and make sure things just come together, you know,
be like basics, just get back
absolutely there, you know. Present in the restaurant every single day, like looking at all your space and trying to figure out any angle you can to get more tables in there. I mean, you know, and how to promote yourself to get the takeout and how to get the food out to the people.
That's it.
You know, I mean, you know, my hat really goes off. I mean, I feel really lucky as a private chef right now in this industry to have a family that I work for and to be able to cook for them every day and get paid and not have to worry about that kind of stuff, because you know, working a restaurant and owning a restaurant right now is like is a very it's a lot harder than it's ever been, and that's one of the things that I think Tyler didn't really say, but I think that it was really important to like talk about, is that he's working way harder.
You know,
he's such a positive guy, but he's working harder than he's ever worked to stay afloat and to make sure that people can eat and that his staff is back. And, you know, that's awesome. And I think that's amazing. And I'm super proud to know him and to see that he's doing that and kind of like showing other people how to do it. And I just, it's a challenge, you know.
Unbelievable. I mean, I think very, I mean, that's well said. Well said. Dave, final thoughts.
Yeah, I don't really
stop there. You got nothing? That's nothing? Like, all that was deep. Jeffy's breaking knowledge. I'm breaking knowledge. Becca's breaking knowledge. You got nothing for us?
Nope.
Shut up, Debbie.
I wasn't even saying anything.
Listen, Becca, I want to give a final shout-out to you. We appreciate you hanging out here on the show. You're welcome anytime. We hang out. We talk bullshit every Thursday night. You're a lot of fun to hang out with. You're great at chiming in, so thank you for hanging with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so honored for you to even think of me. So I'm, like, super humbled. Thank you for even having any kind of, like, interest in me. Like, I just think I'm just, like, the dishwasher. So, and yet the dishwashers are the fucking rock stars of all kitchens, as you know.
You are King Nala, the dishwasher.
Yas.
I love when your West Coast comes out, right? That's hysterical in your accent when you talk. Jeffy, listen, man, I think we solved a lot of the world's problems tonight. I feel good about that.
I feel amazing about it. I think that people who've tuned in tonight are smarter, they feel sexier, and they're happy that they listened to us.
But no matter what, you know what we got, Jeffy? Here's what we got.
Bitch, I got problems on problems on problems on problems on problems on problems. I saw them. I went through the money. Depression be calling. Left on my blessings. I feel like I'm falling. The birdie is
right.
Tell me I'm garbage. I'm going through something.
Big shout out to Chef Becca from Nala's Kitchen joining us here on the program. Jeffy, tell people where they can follow her on the Instagrams.
Absolutely. You want to get on the Instagrams right now and follow Chef Becca, BECATUINEI. And you also want to follow her at Nala's Kitchen, NEHA. Right now, give her a follow. Like the
man, that's a great promo he's giving for you, but we can't hear any of it, can we?
No.
We totally lost Jeffy there for a second. I'm not sure why. But make sure you follow her there at Nala's Kitchen. And of course, shit, you know what, Becca? I don't have your stuff in front of me. Jeffy has it in front of him. You want to give it?
Yeah. So I'm at Nala's Kitchen, NALAS Kitchen, WHEHA, and then my personal stuff with Weehaw, because I'm on Weehaw.
West Hartford, dog.
And personal is Chef Becca Tweening, CHEF. I don't know if people know how to spell chef. BECATUINEI. You never know. There could be an X in there.
Hey, you never know. That's for sure. Listen, I'm going to shout out to my boy Jeffy, who I think we lost here somehow. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe he fell over.
Hello.
Mike came and plugged or something. Oh, there he is. There he is. Jeffy, I was about to do a slide in the DMs for you.
He looks like Rick Ross now.
What?
Is Rick Ross.
Listen, I'm the boss.
Check her out there. Big shout out to everybody for joining us here on the program. We appreciate you taking time to spend it with us here on a Thursday evening. It means a lot to us. The show is growing and growing and growing. We are, I'm going to go ahead and say this, and you guys feel free to applaud afterwards, like the applause for us here at the program. But they have since gotten rid of the subcategories in Apple, where we would be in the top, you know, 200 or 100 of Apple podcast food. They've combined them all with the arts category. We are still in the top 200 of iTunes arts category for this program right now. So that's good stuff right there, huh? That's right.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Congratulations.
A bunch of douchebags making dick jokes and yelling at Yelp people, but that's what we do here.
What?
Yo, that's what you guys do for us. So keep doing it. Like, subscribe, tell us that you love us, or tell us you hate us. Fuck it. Just get on there and say some shit.
Say some shit. Oh, Dave, you hate him.
Especially right. When you got a Rick Ross lookalike.
That's it right there.
I'm more like Rick James.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like a really more attractive Rick James. Is that weird?
Rick James?
Just Google it, Becca. Google it. You'll figure it out. In the meantime, in the between time, friends, please remember food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
And I'm fading out to come back here one more time to tell everybody on Instagram who's hated my new intro, we'll be back in the old one for you. I see it. I hear you. I'm reading it. There's the old stuff for you. We'll see you next week. Peace.